Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. And today we have with us
Hello. Travis,
Mike, Euland.
We're back again.
Three mics.
And this is Josh.
Hi, Josh.
And today I think we'll start with what we've been watching recently and why. Or how.
Or why, how?
And why this sounds like butt right now. Hold on. All right, guys do your thing.
Wait, we sound like butt and now we got to do our thing?
What's our thing?
No, you do your thing and
okay.
I will fix the mics.
Got it. All right.
I'll do my best.
All right. I just started Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime.
One episode in.
Seems like it's got potential. It's a con man who gets out of jail, and the guy he was in jail with never stopped shutting up about how great his childhood was and how he loved his grandma and his grandpa, and they've got this great bond business and all this other stuff. And when he gets out, the New York like gangster guy that he has borrowed money from that they thought they've been making payments on is like, nope, you haven't paid us enough. So we gotta like get some more money. So he figures like, hey, my cellmate hadn't seen his grandparents for 20 years and they're in the bond business. I can go get some money. And he gets in there and he cons him into believing that he's Pete, only to find out that they're in the bail bond business and they're not doing well at the bail bond business.
Ugh.
And then he's kind of stuck, like, what do I do?
This is
our
show.
Blessed Crab Lord.
Hey.
This has
subscribe.
The guy from Breaking Bad in it, right?
Yeah. The like mob boss guy that he's in money for is Breaking Bad dude.
Isn't there two of them in there or just that one guy?
I think it's just the one guy. I thought the guy playing Pete was,
no, that's Giovanni Ribisi, isn't it?
Yeah.
yes.
Hey, thanks for the sub, Lord Zareth.
And there's a bunch of people from Justified, which I just finished watching.
Oh, nice.
All the seasons.
Nice.
All the FX shows. You can't go wrong with FX shows.
No?
No, they... Justified, Sons of Anarchy, The Shield. Those shows, they all like long seasons.
Huh, I haven't seen any of those.
Oh my god. The Shield is the best show ever.
Really?
It's so good.
It's a procedural?
No. It's
no.
A dirty cop show.
Okay.
But stuff that happens episode one, season one... comes back episode 7, the very last episode. It's all
planned.
They planned it for 7 seasons. Same thing with
it seems like
Justified. Justified totally through. Justified was 6
interesting.
Seasons. Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy had a little bit of a dip. I don't know. It wasn't quite as strong, but it picked back up and it was good. But Justified was super good. And that's why I'm rewatching Deadwood. That's the other thing that I'm watching right now.
I definitely appreciate it when they actually plan a larger arc.
Yeah,
and can stick to that because it's terrible when you find a show that winds up being good. They have a couple of good seasons and then they should be done.
Lost.
And yeah, and it just they just force it to keep going. They have no content. They have nothing.
Yeah.
To do it just gets weirder and weirder. They drag things out. So.
Oh yeah, Rescue Me was FX.
Mm.
And
it seems
like
more of a
Me
British
too.
Thing.
Yeah.
They just end series whenever it's
appropriate. Yeah, they're like, you know what? It's time to stop
yeah,
this show.
It's done. Yeah, it's
it
popular. We've only
done
14 episodes, but we're good. That's enough.
Speaking
some
of
anime
Lost,
is like that.
I just watched Colony. Heard of that one?
Which one's that one?
It's got, badass guy from Lost in it. And it's about aliens took over Earth. And they have everybody in walled colonies. And so... I don't know. It's kind of like, did you watch that new show that's supposed to be kind of like Twin Peaks with the walls also and the monsters?
No.
Man.
Is it not on Netflix or Amazon Prime? Because that's the only way I'm going to watch it. Okay.
I think it was on it. Oh, it might have been Hulu, actually. something Pines.
Pines.
But
come on,
chat. Colony by the
Triple
executive
Pines.
Producer of Lost also, but just okay.
No idea.
No.
Has anybody heard of that? I haven't.
I don't know.
I think. I mean, hold on. It could not be called Colony. But there is aliens. Yes, it is Colony. I'm right.
Dragon Ball Super. I started watching Naruto with my 8-year-old son.
Oh, right on.
He has zero patience for the Dragon Ball Z pacing
of anime shows.
I guess I can
see
that. We jump
to fight scenes. It's super fun. We just are like, forget this. Just fight scenes, go.
I actually, we just
watched. The fight scenes aren't fight scenes. It's just talk scenes with occasional fighting.
Well, that's Dragon Ball. Naruto gets some good fight scenes.
No, Naruto is way good.
He gets some good fight scenes. But yeah, he's like, and then every now and then I'm like, oh, you kind of missed an important thing when we skip through this. But it's okay. Just watch. This guy's going to be amazing.
You should fill him in here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the original Naruto right now, because we're still, we are in the middle of the Rock Lee Gaara fight.
Yeah. I got partway through Shippuden, but it didn't hold my interest enough, I guess.
Yeah, well, they stopped like following the comic where they had a story, and then they just went off on their own weird things.
They also got older, you know, and whinier.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps.
It's
still good, though.
It's hard for me to get through that part.
Yeah.
We just finished watching Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Have you heard of that?
No.
It was amazingly good. It's anime. They stopped after one season. I don't know why it was canceled. There's a lot more story. Originally, it was a light novel series.
Oh, yeah?
And so it became anime. And have you seen Sword Art Online?
Yeah, yeah.
It has the same protagonist, the same actor, voice actor. And it's kind of similar, except there are gods that decided that the world was too boring, so they created a dungeon. And they all came down and started their own guilds. And it's like D&D. They send their people into the dungeon. The dungeon keeps changing. Monsters respawn. They get levels, but they're just their people. And it's surprisingly entertaining. I really liked it a lot.
Who's sending these people in there?
The gods, because they're bored.
Oh, the gods.
They're like, hey, you guys go run this for me? Run this dungeon?
Yes, SAO's second season got really dark.
Yeah.
Really dark.
I haven't seen the second season
Did we just
yet.
Turn this into the Anime Hour podcast?
We may have. Don't know. I'm not sure that's a bad
thing. I'm behind a little bit on it, but it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And the second season also just kind of stands on its own. Like, they're very different.
Yeah.
For SAO. Yes. See, he knows.
Girls in a Dungeon. It's fantastic.
It is surprisingly good.
The name looks familiar, but I have not seen it for some reason.
And
is it on Netflix or anything?
We have Crunchyroll.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have Crunchyroll too.
Yep.
It's on there. Okay.
Yep.
I'll check it out.
And that one's also dangerous because they have something like 700 episodes of
Jesus Christ.
Some of
everything.
Yeah. What was the other one we were watching at some point? With Luffy, Monkey D. Luffy.
Yeah.
One Piece.
One Piece.
You can watch that forever.
Well, yeah, that's because it takes an entire year for something to happen on that show.
It's true.
It is as bad as
I
Dragon
do like
Ball.
The characters though.
They were fun. I don't remember how far I made it through One Piece, but then I had to stop because I was like, I just can't keep.
Yeah,
he just keeps shouting at everybody.
Yeah,
constantly. He needs to tone it down a little sometimes.
A little bit.
Just bring it back.
You can't just scream all the time. I couldn't watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I watched one or two episodes, and I was like, this is weird.
I haven't heard of that one.
No.
Oh, it's
old. What is it?
It's, it's weird. It's bizarre.
Okay.
But there's a fighting game that, I think there's a few fighting games. I don't know what came first, though. Do you guys know, chat, if the fighting game was first or the anime?
They've left us hanging. We'll never know.
It takes time.
They're Googling it right now.
Sports anime fan.
Like I love
Prince of Tennis.
Good, biographical anime. So I like some sports anime.
Yeah.
Like Baby Steps. Baby Steps, if you are at all interested in tennis, is super good.
Yeah.
Like it's part tutorial almost.
I find that style interesting. That seems to be, I mean, I haven't seen them do that with anything else, but it seems fairly common in anime.
Man.
I saw one that was the same kind of thing, except it was Mahjong. Have you seen that?
Oh, no. Yeah. The Mahjong one is good.
It was really good.
It's so good.
It was like and there's
weird
other things.
It made me want to play so bad.
Yeah. Like one of the characters is possessed by a Mahjong spirit.
What?
Like it's a guy who was a Mahjong master, and they compete in their high school. Mahjong tournaments. There's a girl who's obsessed with tacos. I don't know. It's a really random series, but it was a lot of fun.
That was really good. Yeah. Bamboo Blade, a kendo anime. Really good.
That style is really interesting.
Yeah.
But no, if you want to watch a crazy, but also a bit tutorial one, Yakitate Japan.
Yakitate Japan.
It's about bread making.
Bread making.
Okay. I could get into that.
It's got like, you know, like Dragon Ball Z type showdowns of bread making, but it still actually teaches you stuff.
That's awesome. Cool.
You come out
and
making bread.
It's on Crunchyroll.
I like that.
You should check it out.
Yeah. Level up my bread game.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that a lot. I'm not going to remember the name, though. I'm going to have to write that down.
Oh, yeah. Death Note was really good.
There's a podcast. We'll find it.
Oh, perfect.
And we'll just go back and listen
to this. That'll be really weird.
I went back and watched our stream from Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Because I couldn't keep up with chat. And I was like, what is chat saying while we play? That was really interesting to go back and do.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
I didn't think I would be able to. Yeah. And then I just kept reading chat and not really, like, watching what we were doing. Yeah. But it was fun.
Is your kid scared easily?
Not Odin, no.
You should try Bleach.
Oh, yeah, Bleach is
Bleach
good.
Bleach was fun.
Bleach is interesting.
Yeah.
I watched that for a long time until it got dumb.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say. That was my feeling on Bleach, too. I was like, did I try it? No, I never finished
Bleach. They just lost the plot and got weird.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. My wife is much more into anime than I am. And so she'll give them much more of a chance, and then she'll recommend one to me.
Yeah.
And so she said, okay, watch Bleach up to episode 60. That's when it gets or something like that. I don't know if it was episode 60 exactly. Yeah. So
it had so many cool ideas.
I get to watch only the good parts. It's fabulous.
Odin is a great name for a kid.
I like that.
Although, you know the weird thing when we named him Odin?
Mm.
Right after we named him Odin, we met four other. One of them in his preschool class.
That's so weird.
Like, yeah. We're like, what? Who? Worst.
We have when my niece was born, she's four now. She was in the hospital with a baby who was born almost the exact same time, right? Because they're not there very long. Named Tesla as her first name, girl's name.
Interesting.
And then
was she a robot?
When she started preschool, there was another Tesla in the class. So there were multiple.
You know, I think they're just around, but you don't notice them
until they come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I had this thing, I had a car, a Hyundai Tiburon. I'd never seen it before. And then once I got the car, I saw them all over the goddamn place.
Yes. Yeah. That happened exactly the same with our new car. It's
Yeah, they're everywhere.
It's
Skywalker and Wolverine, good choices. My other son's name is Taran, and it's not been we haven't run into another one yet.
Taran?
Yeah. Taran. From the Lloyd Alexander Priden books, Black Cauldron. Not the Disney movie, Cauldron. But the one that the movie is most loosely based off of.
I'm not familiar with that.
They're super good youth fiction.
Mm. Interesting.
But yeah, we haven't run into another one.
And not that long ago, I started watching Mr. Robot. Partway through console. Season 2.
Oh,
that show is so good.
Mr. Robot was really good. Season 2, I've heard good and bad, and I haven't started it yet because I've heard good and bad.
Season 2's iffy, but I mean, it's still Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
And that character is really great.
He is good. Dad. Lars, you're my new favorite person in the chat.
I had no idea what those books are.
No, I haven't heard of that.
They're super good. Disney should make a whole 5 movie series out of them. It'd be amazing. But not like what they did to the actual first movie.
So again, but better this time.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Yeah, again, but right.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go with somebody else then.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's too bad Ghibli's not doing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Have them do it. They'll do it right.
They closed down, didn't they?
I think something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Ever read the
heard
Seven
of that
Eves.
Book.
No, I haven't.
But
best book I've read in a long time. No, I don't know that.
Know it. But I have heard of it. Just recently, actually.
He sadly did.
Things like the Wizard of Oz show scare me off a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I don't know. Those fairy tale ones get cheesy really easily.
Really fast.
Yeah, and it's hard to keep them in line, especially with a TV show, where it's easier to go cheesy than do a good job.
Mm. Yeah.
Or really, really suddenly dark.
Right. Well, I haven't watched the Riverdale, the new Archie one. I haven't watched it yet.
No, I haven't seen it. But there's that movie.
It starts with a murder. It's like, wait, Archie books musical? With murder?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
There's some musical fairy tale movie not too long ago, a few years ago. I'm trying to remember the name of it now.
Sounds familiar.
Huh.
But it was a mix of a bunch of different fairy tales. They all kind of mixed them together. And like everything's going pretty well. And then suddenly just everyone is dying and like there's a pestilence, the economy's ruined, like half the cast dies off screen and they're all just miserable suddenly. It really weird twist.
Yeah, I like FLCL. Some of those takes on like retelling of fairy tales, mm-hmm. but not when they totally just go off the rails.
Yeah, well, or a lot of them are pretty gruesome originally too.
Yeah,
which is kind of ugh.
I just read a book called Grounded that's based off Rapunzel.
Okay,
so It's a retelling of the Rapunzel story, and the author is Megan Morrison, and she teaches drama and English at the school that I used to teach at, and it was super good.
That's entertaining.
Like, you know, I read it because I felt like, you know, hey, I better support her and like go on. But it was really good. If you need a good retelling of the story, it's a cool Rapunzel story.
There's a ridiculous take on it on dinosaur comics. Do you know?
No.
Ryan North dinosaur comics. It's another comic, but.
Yeah.
No. He posited that without food she would have died in the towers, locked in the tower, but her hair would keep growing. And it just never stopped until it took over the entire planet and cut off photosynthesis in the oceans. We ran out of oxygen, everybody died. So that was a little different take.
That's a different take.
A little far.
Yeah. That's often how it goes with his. It's either it's the most awesome thing ever or everyone dies.
So, Red Hate, would you say that the Wizard of Oz thing is more like that movie that had Angelina Jolie in it? Like that dark one? You guys saw that, right?
Was she in a dark Wizard of Oz movie?
It's super old, when she was a little kid.
I don't know that I...
It was, what was it called? Fuck! Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That double, like, two fucks, or was there an exclamation in the title?
Fuck!
Maleficent? No, that's like the new one, right? Like, I don't think that one would count as super old.
It could not be Angelina.
I was going to say, that'd be a weird pullback if she did Maleficent and then also some old, like, Wizard of Oz. That's her, like,
yeah.
Why not?
No, exclamation in there.
Come on, guys. You guys can help me out. Dark Wizard of Oz, the second one. What was it called?
I don't think it was called
the
second book.
It was called Fuck. Don't tell me what I don't know.
The gritty reboot.
I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
Return to Oz?
Yes, thank you.
Return to Oz.
It was really cool.
Yeah?
And who's in it?
Really dark, like super dark.
I haven't read the Return to Oz book, but I know there's a book.
I never read any of the books. There's a whole series, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Oh, it's Firouza Balk, not Angelina Jolie.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like her, sort of, when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore.
I'd buy that. What we were talking about, FLCL, JoJo's Bizarre something.
Bizarre animes.
Have you seen Excel Saga?
No.
Oh, I had to stop when the pain became overwhelming. It's the most bizarre.
Is it just about Excel spreadsheets?
When the pain starts, maybe you should stop.
No, I wanted to give it a fair chance, but I think there's like only four episodes, but they fit hundreds of hours of plot, I think,
into
those four hyperactive, ridiculous, incredibly hard to follow, manic, ADHD fueled episodes.
No.
You can't, they never stop talking. It's just cuts every couple of seconds. It's insane. So if you want a real unique experience, Excel Saga. Excel Saga sounds like how Grant describes his workday. The MC in Excel Saga dies three times and ends the world twice. Yes. Yes, they keep ending the world. There's weird aliens.
Man.
The one thing that I really remember from it is that one of the protagonists is pretty sure she's out of money, and a cat follows her home, and she names him Emergency Food Rations. It's her pet.
Yeah.
But just in case. She's got a plan.
I mean, solid. Thinking ahead.
I'm not really sure that was exactly the name, but
yeah,
you get the gist.
Something to the effect.
Unique is being generous for Excel Saga, yes.
My unique, bizarre anime that I loved is, I'm going to butcher the name because it's been a long time, but I know it's Hale no Chigu. There's something part in front of it that, like, maybe chat will get me, but it's like Jungle wa Itsu Hale no Chigu. It's just a completely crazy, random, and super bizarre.
I don't know that one.
It's a good bit of bizarre anime.
Did you see Fooly Cooly?
No.
Oh. Well, okay. I was going to say, is it like that? Because that's crazy as hell.
It's just
that one's kind of crazy.
Weird. Yeah.
Jumps all over the place as far as animation style, where the story's going. It's really cool. I don't know if it's for your kids, but
I wouldn't watch Hale no Chigu with the kids at all.
Oh, yeah.
No,
it's not quite there.
How do you spell that?
H-A-L-E
Hale no Chigu.
Yeah,
there's two more seasons of Fooly Cooly coming.
I think I saw something about that. I don't know about that.
Wouldn't it be like 15 years or something?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It doesn't stop anime. I mean,
they either
just stop the show or they run it infinitely.
Well, it doesn't really stop us either, I guess.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Darker Than Black?
No.
Have you seen that? That was a good one. I like that. It was very dark, but...
It sounds darker than Black, even.
Yes, yes.
Good dark one, Dead Man Wonderland.
Dead Man Wonderland.
If you haven't seen that, it's graphic and weird, but super interesting. It's very bloody.
Witch Hunter Robin was fun. I liked it.
It'd be hard for me to explain, but a kid ends up in prison where people try to kill each other.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good mix.
One of the premises of Darker Than Black is random people become contractors. They gain some sort of supernatural ability, but they have to do something in exchange every time they use it. And they're really random. One guy has to smoke a cigarette.
Huh.
One guy has to break a finger.
To get his thing?
One guy has to cut himself.
I saw Samurai Jack is coming out. That's exciting.
Yeah, Dead Man Wonderland is short, unfortunately, but it was really good. And the art was really good, too.
Nazo na Kanojo.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
People fall in love after tasting each other's drool? I didn't read that part.
No.
Oh, yeah, you missed that. That's
really wow. Yes, not all of those contractors got the...
Who drew the short straw on that? Lung cancer?
Well, but, it's not immediate lung cancer.
That's
you might
true.
Not get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you can choose whether or not you want to use your ability.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Just when you need to?
Yeah.
I mean, you might need
I guess you could do it more than 10 times back to back. If what you had to do was smoke a cigarette and do it back to back.
Yeah. Of course, your fingers are right there. You have to go find a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's true. Those are an easy thing to carry around with you.
True. I guess it depends on the circumstance. Yeah, that was, I thought that was a really well done one.
Eat a whole egg.
Yep.
What do you mean?
Yeah, some of them were really random. No, that was what he had to do to pay for his ability.
Huh.
Was eat an egg. Like, they were really random.
That, I don't understand what's going on here. Oh. He's hey, so I like the guy's mask.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't watched this, but hey. I've seen this.
These patterns with rocks.
His name is
take someone's shoe and turn them upside down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have to eat cigarettes.
Oh, eat cigarettes. That's much worse.
Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't remember it that well either.
Hmm. Lee, but, we saw you're asking who we are. I'm Travis.
Oh, Buland.
And Buland.
Techno. I'm Mike. There's too many of us. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't put your name on there. Sorry, Buland.
No, that's cool.
Glad I didn't know you were coming.
I didn't either.
I'm going to add you now.
That's okay.
We were walking. He was walking by, and we were like, all right, no one else is here today. Let's do this.
Everybody else sucks.
Ha, I got on there. But you don't. Now it's just Josh and me.
No, hold on. Hold on.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It was always just like, God.
Are you forgetting that we can see that?
There we go.
And then, you know, okay. Just... Right on.
Hey, wow. Someone's got my, like, school Twitter account.
That's the only Wacky. Twitter account I saw.
That was my
you
want to
give me a different one? I'll put it in there.
My other one is Green Guns.
Oh, yeah.
That's that one. The Mr. Erickson T was my one that I used when I was teaching. That was the one I used to keep in contact with my former students. Hmm.
Introduction's filtered. Complete. All right.
Oh, yeah. I think you'd rather eat unfiltered than filtered.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat that foam.
Nobody wants that, like, whatever that fiberglass asbestos is that you gotta chew through.
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that pig skin byproducts are involved.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Hooves.
Yeah, I'm not I think the ears. I'm not sure why the ears.
Ear hair?
Yeah.
Maybe it's ear hair. Just,
yeah.
Fibers.
It could be.
That's weird.
Pig ear hair.
I heard
filters.
That anyway. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably whatever you say is in a cigarette. It's probably safe and true, and you're not liable for stating anything. So
probably not.
Just put it all in there. High School of the Dead was a fun horror anime that stopped. I haven't done new episodes. Every now and then went super like, all these girls have big boobs, and let's just spend an episode on that. We're like,
oh, there's like, this interesting.
Could be worse.
Fighting anime that was like that. That was really good otherwise, except it was very like gratuitous, showing their panties, and boobs, and everything.
Well, that's a genre,
and it
and
it doesn't do it 100% of the time.
Really good.
But it's like, here's this great storyline. Now let's stop while they're in a bath. They've been running away from zombies. Why is everybody? Yeah, what? Oh, we're back to zombie running.
Yeah, I've noticed that with others where like they have a great story, but they've contracted for like 16 episodes or something, and there's just like four in the middle. They just have to do something with.
Do something with. Yeah.
Actually, I think.
They're like beach volleyball.
Chobits felt like that. Chobits?
Oh no, I haven't seen that one.
Chobits felt like that. I liked the plot, but there's just like some random episodes in the middle that have nothing to do with the rest of it.
Yeah, I think they're fine. Tried to start watching Chobits, but it was, I don't know, something that didn't get me.
Yeah, I don't know, it's divisive, I think. I liked it, but I know people who couldn't get past just the awkward introduction.
Yeah.
The main character is embarrassing. Although I will say, I don't think it really ruins it. But he's awkward, he freaks out, and at one point one of his friends says, hey, you're the kind of guy that just reacts and doesn't stop and think about things. You should think about things first and then react. And he goes, you're right. And he gets better.
And then
there's actual
and he grows
it does get better. Yeah. It's not at the beginning.
That's weird.
Unfortunately, but he does get better at some point.
All these fans are getting annoyed with you. Fix it.
Fix what?
I have a character. No.
No, the carrier, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
This show could be good if things weren't horrible. Yeah. OG Brad Walker.
Hello, Brad.
Brad Walker.
Brad, subscribe.
Hi, Bradley. Now. Subscribe.
You have to subscribe.
Hit the button.
And then the other button, and I don't know, whichever buttons you need to.
Yeah, all the buttons.
Yeah.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Full Metal Alchemist was crazy.
It is really good.
But I thought it was excellent, but it was
Brotherhood is super good.
I haven't seen Brotherhood. I saw the first one.
Don't watch the other one.
No?
Because the other one is like, we have this cool story. Off the rails.
Yeah, that's what I thought happened.
But Brotherhood is better because Brotherhood was done after the comics finished, so they had the whole wrapped up story.
Because
in the first one they got ahead and then they were like, maybe it goes like this.
So
and
wait,
they
I could see that.
Ruined it.
Where does Brotherhood start in their story?
Brotherhood starts in the beginning again.
So it starts over?
Yeah, so it's a complete start.
Oh, that's weird. So they're telling the whole story again.
But it's really good. Yeah.
Huh. How different is it until the point
confusing.
Where they...
I forget because I had watched... I had watched Full Metal Alchemist and then was like, and like it died off and I didn't like it. And then I saw Brotherhood come into my Netflix feed. I was like, I really enjoyed this. I wonder what this is. Yeah, they kind of rehashed the first half of it.
I'm recalling this because we saw the first one and then I saw that one come out. And I'm like, do I really want to watch it again?
No, it picks up in the beginning and it was really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole thing with the, and people are going to, this is another one.
Spoiler alert.
No, that nobody agrees with how to pronounce Chimera.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the whole section there with the Chimera.
Yeah.
Was really grotesque. I haven't seen something that actually disturbed me in a movie, in a show, in anything in a long time. And that I found actually disturbing. That was really creepy.
Hey OG Brad Walker,
sub,
just
Brad.
Subscribed.
Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop is good.
Of course. Classic. I love that. I finally got the soundtrack.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they were amazing. The seat belts. As far as I can tell, it's basically one group of people that did almost all of the music.
All of it?
Yeah.
That is one of the classics that I have not seen much of. I've seen a couple of episodes, but...
Subtitles are dubbed. Subtitles.
You have to do subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles is so much better. Especially since a lot of the time, the American voices are kind of annoying, too.
They're really bad.
Yes, like, especially on older ones.
They take the voice and then do like a really annoying character of it.
Yeah. When we started Naruto with Odin.
Oh yeah.
He was like, well, why can we put it in English? And I was like, I'm gonna do this for you one time. And we had watched a couple episodes and then we put it to English. And he was like, oh no, this is not good.
Yeah.
I was like, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
we don't do it.
No, Disney did a great job with the Ghibli ones. And honestly, there is one, K-On?
Right,
have you seen K-On?
No.
K-On actually is, the English is pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's one of the few that I actually watch in English. They did a really good job with it. But what was, I don't remember the name of. Do you know there's a long running anime series. There's a bunch of different series with him too, but the protagonist is like a samurai that has a giant scar in his cheek in the shape of an X.
Oh, that
sounds really familiar.
And I can't remember any of their names. It's really bothering me.
Chat
the name of the series.
It's not Hunter, because that's not.
No
samurai. That's
no, and he's like wandering the countryside, and there's adventures and.
Yeah, Ghibli dub is not really dub. Though, like, they set that up ahead of time, it seems like.
Rurouni Kenshin, that was it.
Chad picked it up.
Oh, yeah.
In the Japanese, he's got this deep, impressive, scary voice. And in English, it's like he hasn't hit puberty yet. It's really high-pitched. It's sweet. Yeah, it's so bizarre. Well, and in some of the, yeah, it's, that one's awkward. You can't look at him in the eye.
Yeah.
And he's not real, so. That's a really bad one. Yes, Samurai X.
Samurai Champloo.
Samurai Champloo is so great.
I don't know that one.
Super good.
What?
No, I don't know that one. That's good.
That is like a classic, like Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, it's Cowboy Bebop level.
Oh, man.
But, oh, my God.
I better go watch that.
It is so good.
Especially if it's on Crunchyroll.
The music is so good.
Look, we got a Karak subscribe 5 months in a row.
Nice.
Thanks.
Hi, Karak.
The son of Dragon Ball Z is voiced by an old lady.
We talk about...
That's the best part, is seeing the people who voice things.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, like, super deep voice guy, and then you see it, and it's like a tiny little lady who's doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, like, super annoying, like, high little girl voice, and you see it, and it's like some dude...
I saw an interview with the voice actor. It was the whole group that did the original voice acting for Pokemon.
Yeah.
And they had the woman that did the Pikachu. And that was weird seeing that come out of her. Because, like, you know, you have to get into it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so she has, like, this whole different demeanor. And it was really amusing.
Yeah, see, almost Shampoo is samurai era Japan plus hip-hop.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
It's good.
I'm in.
Such a good combination.
I'll report back.
Yeah.
I have people homework.
And the animation is really good, too.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard of it, but...
Yeah, it has the animation that, has the bebop.
The name is ubiquitous.
Yeah. No, Flair, you are wrong. So eat it. But you can have your opinion.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wrong opinion as it is.
Yes. As wrong as you are, you're allowed to it.
Oh, Inuyasha, that was another one that just went forever.
Went forever, yeah.
Forever and ever. I think they were trying to find all the pieces of a crystal, and they finally found all of them. There's like 300 pieces, and they spent several episodes on each one. And then they finally found them all, and then it exploded again.
And they're like, ah.
Oh, I don't really know. I didn't watch that long.
Oh, my God. They Dragon Balled it?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. We got them all. Oh, they're gone now.
Like, no, we can't end this. It's a religion now.
They did it right by having 300 pieces.
Yeah.
So that they didn't have to do the explosion. But
and
no,
then they did then it they anyway. Fucked it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then they jumped the shark.
I watched like 15 episodes of that, and then I looked to see how many there were. And at that point, there were like 500. I thought, you know, I don't think I have the time.
Not starting over.
It was cute at the beginning.
That's the one with the guy with the ears and the tail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the wolf ears.
Yeah.
Long white hair, red robe. He's an easy one to pick up at anime conventions. I mean, pick out. He might be easy to pick up, too. I haven't tried, honestly, but, you know, that's also cool.
Trigun? Did you watch Trigun?
Trigun was fun. I like Trigun.
Trigun was really good.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into the animation.
The animation, I thought, was a little rough.
Yeah.
But I liked the characters and the premise. So that got me through that part.
Yeah.
If I had latched onto it sooner, I probably would have watched it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't have time for that. Speaking of Chobits, well, I can't say that 100%, but speaking of that show,
yeah,
did you see this weird show? I got super obsessed with it. I don't know. The story was interesting, but it's also weird. There's this brother, and there's his stepsister. And they live together, and one's sort of in love with the other, and it's really weird and awkward all the time. But the story was interesting.
I've never heard of that one.
No.
But that's all it was about, was like them dealing with that constantly, like that tension.
That's
part of the playoff in this that Amazon show, Sneaky Pete.
Oh, yeah?
He, you know, gets there, meets the grandparents, and then, like, there's the pretty cousin. And they keep having him like stare leeringly at the pretty cousin. And it's like, you're a con man. You're supposed to be better than this. Like, come on.
You can't. It's like Da Capo or something like
that. Yeah, you can't make a pass at your cousin.
Vampire Hunter Bloodlust was fun. I've got a copy of that from some probably incredibly shady internet source like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Or however long. I don't know. It was a really long time ago. It was a real chore to try to download anything.
Was Bloodlust the series?
No, it was a standalone movie.
Was it from Hunter D? Vampire Hunter D?
It was related.
Okay.
And it was a bad capture off of a bad, really well used VHS cassette. and it had like Chinese subtitles and then English subtitles and then some other subtitles over that. So it was really hard to
really
read.
Hard to
the
see
audio
was
terrible. It was a tiny frame. It was really hard to see. And I think I still watched it a few times.
I said, that's commitment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, when you finally got something online, it was a victory. I had no idea what it was at the time. I wasn't into anime. It just, it was a thing.
It was a piece. We got this.
I don't think I watched Blue Gender.
No.
I did not watch it,
not familiar
especially
to me.
If it's vagina monster anime.
Is that a...
Is that a genre?
Yeah, I think that...
Oh, yeah. Anything monster and girl related is a genre.
I guess that could be true.
Especially tentacles.
I think my experience has not quite overlapped with yours, Dice Goddess.
I guess there are choices.
I don't recognize a lot of these names anyway.
Some people make choices. You know, people have their preferences.
Oh my God, your name is Red Hat Engineer.
Yeah.
I kept reading it as Hate.
Yeah, that's what Jerry started calling him, so that's his name now.
Okay, I totally missed all of that.
That does sound familiar.
That's not what I expected.
No. See, and now I'm like... going to a weird place because I'm trying to figure out, like, are the mouths, you know, like...
No, it's like...
Notice their whole face.
Down the middle of the face.
Split down the middle of their face.
I think
pointy
so.
Teeth going at each other. I remember seeing a picture of that somewhere.
Well, because they're monsters, right? They don't need, like...
Yeah.
Eyes? Noses? I don't know.
What was that graphic ninja anime that I watched? Really good.
Now I'm just going through all of the anime I've ever seen. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. It's just a good time to just walk back out. Slow walk out the door.
Yeah. It got interesting.
There was a link to it.
What was
Goodbye, Lee.
Bye. It was nice seeing you.
I can keep up with chat when I'm not playing a game.
Yeah, and it's sort of conversational.
Yeah. Way easier.
It's nice that it's big, too.
Yeah.
And you can see who's here.
All right. What was that movie?
I don't know.
It was a movie with ninjas.
It sounds good so far.
And it was really well drawn. And one part of it, there's this lady ninja, and she has poison all of her body. And somebody dies from that poison. Let's just leave it at that. I'm sure somebody knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. That's not ringing a bell.
But it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little... Ninja Scroll?
Ninja Scroll, thank you. Jesus Christ.
Wow, wait, I've seen at least part of that.
Oh, you didn't watch the end then?
Well, it was at a convention.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't show that. I don't know.
Late at night?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some...
Actually, I think that was one of the ones we saw raw, so there weren't subtitles, and it was in Japanese. So, and I can't follow that. My wife can.
Yeah?
Yeah. She gets a lot out of that. I just stare at it mystified for a while. I'm pretty sure there's something happening.
Important developments.
Yeah.
I will not watch the second Ninja Scroll. That's, yeah. Sounds like a good suggestion. Did anybody on the chat watch Da Capo? Da Capo?
Da Capo?
Like me? Or am I just a weirdo? That's the one I was talking about with the brother and stepsister.
Brother and the stepsister?
Weird thing.
No, I haven't heard of that.
I haven't heard pancake sauces either. Oh, Gulf TV. I've seen it.
There's another movie I saw. There were like students in a floating city. There was another one where I didn't actually get subtitles.
Yeah.
And they're competing, they're fighting each other periodically or shooting at each other, and then they're in classes together. Then there's sporting events. Then they leave the city and they all are actually cars. And the city is a gigantic car and this giant highway. And then the cars are like shooting at each of you.
No.
No?
No.
Am I insane? Is anybody, does this ring a bell for anybody? Am I mixing several
things?
They left
the city.
Sure.
The city's a giant car.
Are yeah, yeah.
Little cars outside the giant car on a road now?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. It's just like train of thought drawing for the artist. They're
think,
like, we are.
I think so.
Now
well,
it's time to.
Like I said, I didn't see it with any English anywhere. So I don't
there
know if there was an
for
explanation
this.
For this. Yeah. Okay. I will find out the name and I will come back. At some future date.
What is the anime? It's an old one where they were wolves.
Mm.
People turn into wolves.
People turn into wolves.
Well, I just learned something.
They're not wearing wolves?
They're not werewolves particularly.
And they're not wearing wolves?
They're not wearing wolves.
Like Princess Mononoke.
No.
Okay. Then I have no idea.
Packs of wolves.
They just turn into wolves. They don't come
yeah.
back.
Wolf's Rain. There we
Wolf's
go.
Wolf's Rain. Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Scribe.
Also, I just looked up the show I was talking about.
I haven't watched
it's
it.
It's for adults, in quotes. I don't know.
The awkward brother and
yes.
stepsister relationship
yes.
show
yes.
is for adults. Seems
yep.
Seems on point there.
It's also a visual novel, you know?
That seems
yeah.
pretty common.
I don't know. It was on a list of anime when I was back in the day. It was on the top. I had to watch it. Right.
Well, Shrine was odd. That's one that I remember.
Helsing Ultimate. I haven't seen
no.
that.
I can't remember if I watched part of that or not.
I feel like Scribe.
It sounds familiar
sounds
to
familiar.
Me. I'm pretty sure I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those where the animation style turned me off a little bit.
Describing any anime, like you're recalling
pretty
a fever
much,
dream.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking about another one that I can't remember the name of, and I'm hesitant now. No, the Irregulars at Magic High. Irregular at Magic High.
No,
have you heard of that?
No,
that one was fun. That one was fun. It was really weird. They had magic, but magic was way too hard for people to control, so they had to create computers to run it. So
huh.
the people who could create new spells were programmers. So of course I quite enjoyed this.
You were quite in it. You were like, all right.
Yeah, that was my kind of thing. Yeah. And so the star of this whole thing is this guy who's going to this school pretending to not be any good at magic.
Irregular at Magic High School?
Yep. That one was kind of fun. Interesting idea. It is on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, Crunchyroll's gotten big lately.
Yeah.
There's a lot on there now.
And I love that they actually get things as they're being produced.
Yeah.
There's very little lag, so you can watch new. We were watching Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon every week when it came out. And
on
then
release,
it, yeah, it got canceled
like...
three quarters of the way through the first season. And so we went to go see it the next week and it wasn't there. Like, no, we need more.
I want this show back.
Yeah, that was rough. that was definitely, there was no closure either. It just ends in the middle of an action sequence, basically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that part's a little rough.
That's tough, yeah.
I have heard that suggested, the Magic of Madoka, but that name, I don't know. it doesn't pull me toward it. I don't know if I'm into a Magic Girl anime.
That's a very specific genre.
Yeah.
Food Wars sounds entertaining. I don't know
Food
anything
Wars.
About that.
No.
Oh.
But if I'm down food? For the bread making.
That's right. I was going to say, you're in for bread making.
Why not?
So Food Wars sounds.
I have to watch anything with food.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm down. I haven't seen either of those. But you have to make it to
episode
three.
That used to be the HBO rule.
Yeah.
Like HBO shows, you had to give 4 episodes. Mm-hmm. If you quit in 1, 2, or 3, you'd be like, ah,
Food Wars.
I think that's the problem with...
I guess.
Oh.
It's Iron Chef porn, it sounds like.
Okay.
Naked Iron Chef.
There's a time and a place for that, I think. Juni Koki had that problem for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the protagonist is so whiny for like the first 3 or 4 episodes. And if you can make it past that, I think it's an awesome series. But if you can't tolerate her for 2 or 3 episodes just whining, you're not going to get to see it.
That's how I felt with Attack on Titan.
I could see that.
I just kept, and I was like,
what? Attack on Titan is good.
I watched all that was there on Netflix, and I was like, I just don't have, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, and was it Neon Genesis? Yeah. Fighting robots? Is that with Shinji?
Yeah.
Whiny kid who just doesn't want to do anything. He is so whiny. Oh. The food is good in the show. The clothing on girls literally gets blown off. Wow. Like
the flavor hits them so hard.
That is some good food.
Hmm. It sounds like they created a show to get girls' clothes off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen Tokyo Ghoul, but I've not watched it. But it's been enticing me. Anything with food or ghosts sounds interesting.
Hmm.
Have you seen Mushishi?
Ghost foods?
Mushishi. Oh my god, I can't. I really liked the idea of it, and I can't stay conscious through a whole episode.
It's very relaxing.
The music, well, and that's the weird thing, right? There's these horrible creatures that are like infesting people.
Well, they're not horrible. They're just regular parasites. Some help.
It's
some
true.
Don't.
It's true.
But it's not like most of them aren't malicious on purpose.
Right. And it's, they're not like evil spirits, but they are parasites. And this guy is wandering around like saving people from them. And
missing
but
eye.
Every episode has like one song going through the whole thing, and it's really melodic and it's soft and it's and we put that on, I just pass out immediately.
There's like fog or snow everywhere. It's all very soft.
Very
relaxing.
So I've seen like the first couple of minutes of every episode.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
And then you fall asleep.
Yeah. That's what we have the DVDs for.
It's easy to go to sleep.
Yep. Of course, Richard Attenborough does the same thing to my wife. So if I put on a nature show, she just
out. I miss you too, Bradley G. Walker. I'm going to give you a virtual hug,
Brad.
Right now.
Pick a Crunchyroll anime to watch for the first 3 episodes and we'll discuss. We'll do like, anime discussion. It'll be like a book club.
Your Lie in April.
I've heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that one. No. David Attenborough. Did I say Richard?
Richard Attenborough.
I'm horribly embarrassed. I don't know who that is. Yes, David Attenborough.
He does knockoff nature shows.
He's David's American cousin.
Yeah,
Bleach got lame, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Really good in the beginning.
Actually, there's one with a larger group. Maybe somebody will know if anybody has seen this or just knows any Japanese at all. But I was thinking about it. In Juni Koki, there's a terrible pun near the end. But basically, people can turn... There are certain kinds of people that are like were-creatures.
Yeah.
And at one point, this guy says... They're fighting off an invading army. He says, you guys, you send a regiment to the north, you send a regiment to the east, and I'll head to the west. They say, what are you going to do over there in the west? How are you going to handle them? He's like, with my bare hands. He's in the subtitles. And then, oh, okay. And then they see him later, and he's turned into a bear. Mm-hmm. And he's like knocking tanks over. It's very exciting. And he's a bear. But is that a pun in Japanese? Did they only do that
in
the subtitles? Was that only clever for us? Or is that actually a funny thing in Japanese?
like in Enemy, you'll find a lot of interesting puns that they do.
Yeah. Yes.
That don't translate. Like Yakitate Japan has tons of that. Like they make fun of other shows. It's entertaining, but I don't get half of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of word puns.
And they just they come across as just completely nonsense.
Complete gibberish.
I mean, I still appreciate it, but
yeah.
I don't get it to the full extent, obviously.
I feel like they can do better with that sometimes. They're the Mahjong show, there's the girl obsessed with taco. But taco is the Japanese word for octopus.
Oh yeah.
But she was okay with anything named taco.
Anything named taco.
So they got her like Taco Bell at one point. And that was enough. That was okay.
Yeah. And it makes sense. That's funny.
Yeah.
But it's only funny if you know that taco is octopus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is tricky, but they did a good enough job with the subtitles that you could still kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
Any new formats coming to the Twitch sessions?
Well, it's the Mike and Travis show now.
Yeah.
Taking over.
Apparently. It's all this is what
starting
we get
Friday.
Now.
This is what
happens. Formats coming to the Mike. Maybe. I don't know. You'll find out.
Stay tuned.
Yep.
Maybe stay tuned. You should probably stay tuned.
And Josh would be the better person to ask.
Yeah.
Not really. Maybe there's secret things coming.
Ooh. I would like to know about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep watching as long as I'm not on here.
That's right.
Well, technically, you can watch
Monday Nightclub.
If you look
Trike.
To the right.
I think Trike is a
Trike?
Solid team name.
Trike sounds good. I
team
like it
Trike.
Better than Mavis.
Yeah. Mavis looks... No.
That brings Mavis. Back the typing program.
Yeah.
Richard Squattenbro. Mavis Trike.
Mavis Trike.
Mavis Trike, I could get behind.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah. I've heard worse. I've been called worse.
Called worse.
This is their couch now. Yeah, there is an awesome setup here with all of the cameras, all of the equipment.
Mavis Trike
it's
is
a whole studio.
Mavis Trike is to teach you how to ride bikes.
Mavis
and Mavis Beacon is to teach you how to type.
Okay.
Hmm.
That, it sounds easier to teach someone how to type using a computer.
True. We also went for a trike, so it's three-wheeled.
Team
right.
You're already like not falling over.
Yeah, there's not a lot of... Eh. This is the AMA, Josh, Travis, and Buland. Yeah?
Well.
If you guys have questions...
Sure. You have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Then I'm leaving.
All right, quick. Something good.
So is everybody else.
How about algorithms,
Reggie Walker,
data structures?
Love you.
We can discuss sorting algorithms.
I played Street Fighter V. It was pretty fun, but that's about as far as it got. It was pretty fun. I don't think anybody got super into it here.
A Street
but it was played.
Fighter
V, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, lunch does sound good.
Lunch does sound good.
I'm down for lunch.
I have a call scheduled for Child's Play, so I'm going to make a phone call afterwards.
Favorite programming language, C++. But I'll use whichever one is appropriate.
Language. What's your second favorite?
Second favorite? Depending on the application, I do like Python for scripting. Java has some good uses. I finally was able to stop using C#, so I'm not going to go back to that anytime soon if I can avoid it.
No Shovel Dad nightmares.
Shovel Dad?
After Friday's stream.
Oh, no.
No.
It left very little impression on me.
That I didn't find it scary at all.
No.
It was, I don't know, something about it. I don't know why people are so scared of it. I could see being scared of it in VR.
Yes,
yeah,
I could see that being a little different.
You
had to look around.
Everything's scary in VR.
Yes. And
I don't know, it was more funny than anything.
I found it kind of boring.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be too negative, but
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. That's all I gotta say. It's no PT. PT, scary as shit.
You, if you counted how many times I made the character, you can see how deeply it...
Very frightened.
Deeply it affected us, because... That's the thing that I did notice going back and reading the chat after watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, every now and then it'd be reading chat, and then it'd just hear me go, ah, and I was like, what was it? Oh, it was the telephone.
Yeah, everything was terrifying to that character.
Yeah, Dark Room would probably make it scarier, too.
Yeah.
And not being with other people by yourself makes everything scarier.
Yeah. I have to say, I jumped a lot worse playing Half-Life 2. I got it right when it came out. I was on my own in the house alone. And my wife, who's then roommate, I don't know, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Came into the house, which I was not aware of, came into my dark room. I had my headphones on and came behind me and patted me on the shoulder while I was like creeping through the sewers or something. And I screamed so loud.
The jump, and yeah, then bang the desk.
I had to like turn on lights. I had to calm down for a while, take a break. It was, that was bad.
I think the story was too weird, too, to make it scary. Like, I was just confused.
Yeah, and the... It
didn't make a lot of sense.
The super point-and-click feel of it...
Yes.
...made it not very scary.
That, and to me... The fact that they still give you an unlimited amount of time for some of those things, like, right. He just can't find you.
Yeah.
You just keep going around in circles until you figure out what it is you're trying to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's the piece that I'm supposed to look at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That kind of broke it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Resident Evil has not been one of the scarier games on my list anyways, for the most part. I prefer Silent Hill type, where it's more atmosphere.
I can see that.
Yeah.
It gets me better.
I just was upset that that dude could not break any door down.
Oh, your character?
Yeah.
He was pretty ineffective.
Well, yeah, he's kind of
slim. For the beating that he took.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, that was obviously his strength.
Like,
he had practice with that.
He took so much beating, and then he'd get to a door and be like, no. I got nothing.
Well, those are two different skills.
He could have thrown himself into some of those cupboards.
Yes.
Okay, that's
first
true.
First dead space. Really scary.
Well, and there was a door in the floor. He couldn't open.
Yeah, he couldn't
open.
Come on.
You can throw yourself at that.
So many things wrong.
Is BioShock a horror game? I didn't think so.
Some people think so.
Yeah. I didn't feel like it.
But I don't think so.
I think it depends on your experience.
Yeah. I don't think that I'd chalk it up as one.
No.
But I needed something deeper than the Resident Evil on Friday to get me in the horror bit. So,
yeah. Well, I think that's all for today, guys.
Well, it's fun.
So,
yeah.
It's good chatting.
Yeah. If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@pennydisharcade.com or come on here and chat with us. Thanks. Bye.
Have a good Monday. Bye.